As you've heard in the news, NAV Canada is shutting down its Prince Rupert Flight Service Station. Pilots heading to the North Coast will now have to land planes without the help of the Flight Service Station. Yesterday on Daybreak, we spoke with Ken Cote. He's with Ocean Pacific Air Services, and he says it's a big loss for the region. NAV Canada plans to shut down service on July 24th. Ron Singer is the spokesperson for NAV Canada, and he joins me this morning from Ottawa. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
Why are you going to shut down these stations? Why has NAV Canada decided that Prince Rupert no longer needs one?
Sure. Let me just take 30 seconds just to tell your listeners who NAV Canada is, because a lot of people aren't sure. We provide the air navigation services for the entire country and also part of the North Atlantic Ocean, which is the busiest oceanic space, airspace. In fact, we manage over 18 million square kilometers of airspace. And we have one of the safest, if not the safest, air navigation systems in the world. Getting back to Prince Rupert, we regularly monitor traffic patterns at airports because traffic patterns change over time. They're not static. There's also technical advancements that could provide, you know, opportunities to improve service. And so in doing that, we conducted a very formal, it's called an aeronautical study. And this process looks at things like the traffic volume, the airport configuration, the surface activity, weather, the aircraft mix, the type of aircraft, and everything for safety and efficiency. And when we looked at the aeronautical study, one of the central things is the traffic at Prince Rupert, and this includes as well Seal Cove Water Aerodrome and the DBR of an airport. We're putting them all together. Traffic has fallen from just under 26,000 movements in 2007. Now, movement is a takeoff or a landing.
Right.
So to last year, it was just under 15,000. And so far, the first 5 months of this year doesn't show any increase. This actually shows a slight decrease from January to May.
Ron,
a steady decline.
I'd like to interrupt you and play a clip from Ken Cote, who's been operating seaplanes in the area for 37 years, who has some concerns about the plan. Here he is.
It's going to be devastating. There's no question about it. In the wintertime, when it's slower, it won't be that much of an impact, but during the summer months, there is a lot of traffic. There's a lot of helicopter traffic there right now that's associated with the LNG projects. They're predicting to have probably another 9 or 10 helicopters in the area, and this is probably the worst time of the whole summer or even the whole season. Now that Rupert's on the cusp of developing a natural gas here, the traffic down there will probably increase 2 or 3-fold, and it's just simply a bad move.
How do you respond? Ken Cote is thinking that, in fact, air traffic is just about to increase. Is the timing really well planned out here?
Well, he has a lot of experience, and we respect his opinion very much, but, you know, we're just going by the facts and the numbers, and these are numbers from Statistics Canada. But just to go on further, right now you have, just to correct you, you called it air traffic control services. There is no air traffic control service at this time. It's called advisory service from the flight service station. It's not a control tower. The advisory service is there to give traffic information and weather information to pilots.
Isn't that still useful and vital, though, when you have lots of planes, helicopters, seaplanes flying over the same airspace?
It certainly depends on the traffic level. Now, the weather information won't change. There's 24-hour weather. It's being provided by an automatic weather observation system with a voice-generated message that pilots could call up. That doesn't change. The advisory service, right now, what we're proposing is called the mandatory frequency, where pilots have to log on to a frequency and they speak to themselves and announce their position, announce their intention. Now, the zone of the mandatory frequency will be increasing from what it is from the control zone right now. So right now, you know, I have to tell you that with under 15,000 movements a year, there are many, many airports, certified airports by Transport Canada, that operate on this mandatory frequency principle. It is safe and effective, and in fact, it can be more efficient way of operating because pilots talking right to themselves rather than having to relay messages to an FSS. We're talking about at a peak time, and I'm talking the peak hour, is less than 6 movements an hour. So that's, you know, just one takeoff or landing every 10 minutes. And that's the peak time. So right now also, you should know that the flight service station only operates 10 hours a day. For 14 hours a day, it's closed, and that's when the pilots use the mandatory frequency. So it's a very common, you know, a practice, it's a procedure that's in place in, like I said, many airports that are busier. It's safe and efficient, and we have completed the aeronautical study, and we sent it to Transport Canada. Transport Canada is our safety regulator, and they agreed with us that it would have no impact on safety or efficiency.
Ron Singer, what happens if something goes wrong?
What do you mean?
What happens if, for whatever reason, pilots aren't able to communicate with one another? What happens if a pilot doesn't know the area and is not sure how to communicate properly with local pilots?
Well,
who is the intervener?
We have the issue of the change, and we are publishing new VFR routes in the Canada Flight Supplement, which will be coming out in time for the change. So that will increase the situational awareness for pilots who are just new to this area or new to the procedures for Prince Rupert. So this is something that's been considered. You know, something goes on with the pilot's radio. I couldn't answer that question, but I could tell you that it is a safe, effective, and efficient operating procedure for many, many airports, hundreds of airports across the country, several with more traffic volume than Prince Rupert, and we're confident it's safe.
Ron Singer, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Ron Singer is the spokesperson for NAV Canada. He joined us from Ottawa. We turn it over to you now. What do you think of this decision to shut down the Prince Rupert Flight Service Station? Do you think that it won't have any impact, or will it have a big impact? We'd especially like to hear from you if you are a pilot in the area, whether you're a seaplane pilot, a helicopter pilot, a pilot for one of the larger carriers. You can let us know via email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can also listen or call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932.